And thank you, Ken Irwin, for signing us on that.
Just can we wax your car while you're here? But as you can see, all those harmonies, for those who are here for the vocal workshop thing, the intervals, how I would go up, Jamie would go really high lead, and my baritone part would go bounce from the third to the fifth all out through that song. It kind of interweaves through it, which makes it a really, really rootsy, authentic bluegrass kind of a sound, like the Monroe Brothers back, Charlie and Bill. And that song really, really features the duet, and we're real thankful for that song from David Rawlings and Gillian Welch. What tips? Don't go to many ball games and scream.
She asked what tips to take care of your throat. One thing that most of the time on the bus, you'll find me drinking tons and tons and tons of bottled water. I drink probably between 5 and 8 bottles of water a day. A lot of times if my throat gets scratchy, I will even have some Lay's potato chips, and that actually helps. It lubricates the vocal cords. So I know you like that part, Daddy. And over here that plays mandolin, sings with us, we call him P-Daddy. Make him welcome, if you would. Jeff Parker, he's a great singer. Spent many years in the Lonesome River Band. Over here doing the bass vocal, he comes to us from Granite City, Illinois. He's 18 years old, will turn 19 tomorrow. He's our baby. Make him welcome Joe Dean Jr. He's a great banjo player. I can't wait for you to hear him play banjo today. He's wearing out.
Another thing about the vocal, keeping our vocals up, is I found a friend of mine, Ronnie Lott, who was an engineer for us for a long time, gave me a book called Set Your Voice Free by Roger Love, and it has a CD in it that gives you exercises for your voice, and it will actually make you go higher and lower than you've ever been before. And you just put it in your CD player, and when I go to do studio work in Nashville to sing, I'll pop that CD in and I'll sing along with all these exercises for the male voice, and it has the female voice. But I recommend, if you guys really want to sing correctly and get everything lined up in your diaphragm and breathing correctly, Set Your Voice Free by Roger Love. I really recommend that book with the CD in it. Yeah, Roger Love, Set Your Voice Free. It's really helpful, because I want to start a sing with Ricky. I sing harmony, but I really never had to sing as hard to stay up with he and Paul Brewster. And I about ripped my voice out when I first started, and I got this book and learned how to properly be able to project better. So I still can't get up with he and Jeff yet, but it's really saved my voice, and I can sing for hours and hours and hours and hours and still go and not worry about losing my voice or day in and day out. So that's a little tip for those who need to know.
Next question. Favorite what? Favorite types of mics?
What really works well for us right now, we're using all Shure mics, and we're using the Beta 86s. It seems like it has a real high-end buzz to he and Jeff's voice, and also has a low-end presence for myself and Joe. But it's a Beta 86 Shure's, and also Joe, and when we get around the quartet mic, we're using the KSM-44 for that kind of thing. And I also use the KSM-44 in the studio for my harmony parts. And on the guitar, we've been using the Shure SM-81, and also on the fiddle, it picks up a really good broad range on those instruments. And Jeff is using a KSM-44 on his mandolin mic. And the only reason I did that is to see if like it has a good balance on the mandolin. And Joe is using the Shure 141 with the Omni pattern. It's got a pattern on it. You can go. I can't think of the other one. Anyway, we're using the Omni pattern for that.
Next question. Y'all are quiet.
By the mark. Actually, he just sat down with the words. I hadn't really heard it before. And he actually sat down with the words and actually sang my parts, what he was hearing in his head that he'd heard. and it didn't take very long. We just sit
four times through probably
at the soundboard and got some mics and kind of just planned it, kind of learned the song. It really fit. I mean, I do harmony for a living. That's what I did for 11 years with Ricky, so it really was easy for me, except just trying to figure out Jamie's phrasing. He was with Doyle. His phrasing was way off compared to Ricky's. You know, I've had to relearn to sing with Jamie, that's a compliment, too.
Yeah, I can tell. As you notice, I didn't change my phrasing either.
So I've had to get with Jamie on that.
What we'll do right now is sing you a verse and a chorus and a tag of a quartet piece that we just recently learned. It's an old, old song that you might remember. And it features kind of Joe on the bass doing some lead-ins with the bass and the chorus and the verses. And Jeff Parker's going to sing tenor on this one. We're going to change it up. I'll sing lead, he'll sing tenor. And Darren will sing baritone, and it's called Camping in Kingsland.